Bedtime Bites presents The Stars That Sang the World to Sleep. In a cozy cottage nestled at the edge of a whispering forest lived a little girl named Ivy. Her curly hair was as wild as the ivy vines that climbed the walls of her home, and her eyes sparkled with curiosity brighter than the fireflies that danced in her garden. Every night, as the sun dipped below the horizon and painted the sky in shades of lavender and rose, Ivy would climb to her rooftop perch. There, wrapped in her favorite patchwork quilt, she'd watch the stars emerge one by one, like shy dancers taking the stage. On this particular evening, as Ivy settled into her spot, she noticed something peculiar. The stars seemed to twinkle with more enthusiasm than usual, almost as if they were trying to catch her attention. "Hello, stars," Ivy called out softly, waving her small hand at the twinkling lights above. To her amazement, the stars began to pulse and glow in a rhythm that seemed almost musical. Ivy leaned in closer, straining her ears, and that's when she heard it, a gentle humming coming from the night sky. The stars were singing. Their melody was soft and soothing, like a lullaby carried on a warm summer breeze. Ivy closed her eyes and let the starry song wash over her, feeling it tickle her ears and wrap around her heart like a cozy blanket. As she listened, Ivy began to understand the words hidden within the celestial tune. "Twinkle, twinkle, little earth, how we love to watch your mirth. Round and round the sun you spin, day and night, out and in. Twinkle, twinkle, little earth, time for sleep and dreams of worth." Ivy giggled, realizing that just as she watched the stars each night, they too were watching over her and all the creatures of the earth. The star song continued, its gentle rhythm causing Ivy to yawn and snuggle deeper into her quilt. She watched in wonder as the melody seemed to drift down from the sky like stardust, sprinkling over the treetops and rooftops of her little village. One by one, lights and windows began to flicker out. The chirping of crickets and the hooting of owls grew softer, replaced by the sweet celestial lullaby. Ivy's eyelids grew heavy as she watched a family of deer in the nearby meadow curl up together, their heads nodding in time with the star song. Even the rowdy raccoons that often caused a ruckus in Mrs. Pemberton's garden settled down, their masked faces turned upward to the singing sky. The melody swirled and danced, weaving between the branches of the old oak tree where Mr. Whiskers, the neighborhood cat, was perched. His usual nighttime prowl forgotten, he purred contentedly, his tail swishing gently to the beat of the stars. As the night deepened, Ivy felt herself being lifted gently by the music. In her mind's eye, she soared among the stars, touching their glowing faces with her fingertips and laughing as their song tickled her skin. She sailed past the moon, who winked at her and added his own deep, resonant notes to the celestial chorus. Together, they glided over sleeping towns and cities, across vast oceans and towering mountains, the star song growing ever richer and more beautiful. Everywhere they went, the world below grew still and peaceful. Even the restless waves of the sea calmed their constant motion, reflecting the singing stars like a mirror of liquid silver. As Ivy and her starry friends completed their journey around the earth, she found herself back on her rooftop, tucked snugly into her quilt. The star song began to fade, replaced by the soft, steady breathing of a world at rest. Ivy's eyes fluttered open one last time to see the stars giving her a final, twinkling wink before she drifted off to sleep, the echoes of their lullaby still playing in her dreams. From that night on, whenever Ivy had trouble falling asleep, she would remember,